You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
I spoke to Splore's festival director, John Minty, on how it would look like and what is different and what will be different compared to the past few years.
I think it's brilliant. It's something that obviously was mooted last year for last summer, but was stymied by New Zealand First as part of the coalition. So it was always on the tables to move forward. We didn't expect it to happen so quickly for this summer. So it's fantastic that they've managed to move so fast to cover this upcoming summer festival and events program.
Are you aware that drug testing services have attended at Splore over the past years?
Yes, Know Your Stuff have been at Splore for the last 4 years with our blessing. It's been very much obviously under the radar for the first few years because obviously it's a legal grey area. But from our point of view, it was the smart thing to do just to keep our punters safe. And so it was very much a health consideration we looked at. And it also got informal feedback from police that they looked at this sort of thing very much as a health issue rather than an enforcement issue. So we felt pretty safe doing it. And in fact, in February this year, I actually went nationally and announced that we were doing it just to move the conversation along a bit.
How many drug incidents did you deal with at Splore this year? Do you have a number on that?
We don't really have a number. Normally it relates to anyone that presents at our first aid stations. And as far as we're aware, there were no issues this year in terms of people getting too distressed on drugs or alcohol. There are sort of moderate intoxication levels you get at any festival, but there was nothing major this year that got reported to us by the ambulance service.
Now in 2021, as you said earlier, regardless of any law changes, you will be conducting drug testing openly. Sorry, how is this going to be done?
The Know Your Stuff people have always set up a little tent when they have spectrometers, which basically test the drugs to see whether they're safe or what they are meant to be. So it's been word of mouth at Splore in the past. It's just that the word gets out that the service is available. Obviously, it's not advertised blatantly, but this year we can obviously do a lot of pre-festival communications regarding the service and just basically tips on for people on how to keep themselves safe for all sorts of reasons, not only just drugs, of course.
So, in one sense, this drug testing service compared to past years will be more publicised for attendees to use it.
Correct.
Do you think many people will actually use them in 2021?
It'll be interesting because they've been there at Splore for 4 years, so we've got data, and generally speaking, they normally deal with up to about 300 people per weekend over the last 4 years at Splore. So it'll be interesting to see with the added awareness of their service how much that goes up from 300. But I mean, we've got real no idea of how many people that come to our festival, like any event, how many people are actually taking drugs. So, you know, my feeling it's probably only maybe 10-15%. It's hard to really know. So it'll be interesting to see, yeah, how many people do get drugs tested this coming year.
Are you hoping that pill testing will be permanently legalised, not for just 2021, but for the years beyond that?
That's correct, yeah. That's my understanding. And I think the aim is for it not only to be obviously something that's at festivals, where that's been sort of the media attention, but to be at a number of other events. You know, it could be like at a Spark Arena show or various other events where particularly you've got maybe a younger profile of people that may be more vulnerable to just going too hard.
From your point of view as a festival or event organiser, why is it important that pill testing is available at these sites?
It's all about safety for your punters because obviously you want to minimise the risks of injury and health. So we take, obviously under health and safety, we have to take our responsibility very seriously of looking after 10,000 people on site for 3 days. So it's all about minimising hazards, you know, whether they're physical hazards or, you know, running very tight bars where you make sure people don't get too intoxicated. And obviously having good ambulance services on site, you know, cuts and bruises. And drugs is just part of that. I mean, that's one way that people can harm themselves if they go too hard, take drugs which are too strong or adulterated with bad chemicals. So it's all a matter of just risk minimisation and keeping people safe.
That was Splores Festival Director John Minty. And now we have the angle from the festival organisers. Now let's hear from someone who does go to festivals.
Yeah, so I tried to get in touch with a couple of people, young festival drug users, basically. Not that many people were too keen to chat. It's anonymous. Feel free to text in if you did want to give an opinion on it, especially if you have used these services before, because I'm very interested in hearing.
Or maybe if you did take drugs at previous festivals but decided not to go to those drug testing services, do let us know why.
Yeah, so I spoke to some young festival drug users, and I started off by asking if they had used these services.
I personally have not used the service, but I've seen it around at different music festivals over summer.
Yeah, and do you agree that this service should be legal?
Yeah, 100%. I reckon it should be everywhere, and yeah, be encouraged to use as much as possible.
And now it's legal, do you think you're more likely to use the service?
Yeah, I'd use it every time I saw one, if it was there.
And when you have seen it at festivals, have you seen any lines outside, or has it looked particularly busy?
No, it's kind of like a pretty anonymous thing. I've just seen kind of a corridor that you walk down.
And so I spoke to another festival drug user as well, and asked them if they'd used the services before.
I haven't, but I've seen them around.
When you've seen them, has there been long lines, or what do they look like?
They're just tents like any other like festival stalls. I think the only place that I've really seen them and known about them is Splore. And I think they're really helpful. The reason I haven't used them in the past is I've kind of been scared. Yeah,
so with the law change this summer, are you more likely to use one of these services?
Definitely. I think that it's really important that particularly our ngatahi, our youth, know what they're taking. If they're going to take things, they need to know what they're taking.
So that was two young festival drug users speaking to us about their experience.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.